General business, number four, board to meet and receive further information on early golf season and consider rescinding or amending their resolution about opening golf season early or maintain the current golf season. This is time-sensitive meeting because of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation, FWC, is scheduled to hear and receive the resolution at their commission meeting in Crystal River on February 8, 2017, as agenda by Commissioner Frank Russell. We are ready to hear any comments from the public. You come up, state your name and your address, and speak.
Thank you. My name is Charlie Norwood. My company is CI Marina, and my residence is Steinhatchee, Florida. Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to attend, and thank you for having this meeting. May I give the board some information?
Can.
Thank you. There should be five. One for everybody in one room. I request to speak to this board as a result of a resolution passed by this board Monday the 6th. I ask you to please look at document E that I gave you. It should be titled at the top. It is a copy of the agenda from the Monday meeting. The board granted, under special public request, item 15, to Catherine Bethay to appear to voice concerns about the early opening of scallop season and the scallops being too small, resulting in over-harvesting. I believe Mrs. Bethay to be very passionate about what she said. I reached out to Mrs. Bethay yesterday, and I had a nice hour conversation. I understand her. Miss Bethay is a customer of mine. Miss Bethay fills her scuba tanks with me. But I too am also very passionate about what I want to say. Commissioner Russell and several community citizens attended FWC committee meetings to discuss data collected by FWC to support the proposed rule change to scallop season 2017. We met in Steinhatchee with FWC. Commissioner Russell brought back to this board on December 29th his recommendation based on FWC's information given to us. Later, Taylor County Board of County Commissioners passed a resolution to support season modification proposed by FWC committee. As a result, and if you would, please look at item A, B, and D. Item D is the first thing during the meeting what we looked at. And if you look at page 2 on the back, you'll notice their stock assessments for 2016, which were really high, really off the charts. It was a very, very good season until the rain and the hurricane came. They also presented the FWC put together the base scallop management draft rule. And in that rule, on page 20, excuse me, on page 21, to management feedback by the county, Taylor and Dixie County. Requested to open season in mid-June and close September 10th. Taylor County Board of County Commission passed a resolution in support of season modification. This Bay Scallop Management Draft Rule, along with the memorandum by Jessica McCauley, Director of Marine Fisheries Management, is presenting this to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission tonight. Their job was to collect data, talk with community, to gather biological information, to make sure that an early opening would not harm the species. Their data collection proved that they felt it would not. As we all know, FWC does a scallop survey collection at the end of May, and based on those collections, they can change the rule again. Whatever FWC commission comes up with, they can change it based on protecting the species.
Sorry. You might add that nobody in that meeting asked for them to increase the amount of scallops that would take.
That's correct. That's correct. We weren't asking for them to give us more scallops. We actually asked for them to close it the day after Labor Day. But they're the ones that came back to us with a June 16 opening.
That's on September 7th.
And the September 10th closure. If you overturn this resolution and vote to preserve the original resolution that is consistent with FWC recommendations to open early and close early, it will help a tremendous amount of people, a tremendous amount of businesses. I have to rely, my business is all about the species. If we don't have a quality marine fishery, there will be no sea hag marine. We do not have a white sandy beach. People just don't go for boat rides in our community. FWC and their process of collecting data, it's my belief that they have the species first and economic second. I believe, respectfully, that this board did not have accurate information Monday for all sides. Our community is Steinhatchee and Keaton Beach and Perry and all other communities in Taylor County suffered greatly Labor Day weekend, Hurricane Helene. Everyone lost income. Numerous people lost assets. Income you cannot recoup. Those who had insurance can recoup assets. People lost homes. People lost vehicles, clothes, wages, revenues. We, based on not harming the species, not harming the environment, we need it to open early to give us the opportunity to get strong again. Just as Seahag Marina only, and I speak for Seahag only, the bed tax that we collect on the 2-week opening of scallop season is more than $12,000. Just Seahag Marina only. I don't speak for any other rooms in town. And as we all know, scallop season reaches the Cross City, it reaches the Perry. Sales tax is for the state is in excess of $14,000. Additional payroll. The first 2 weeks of scallop season is all overtime for every employee. We hire an additional 15 to 18 employees. That additional payroll to those employees is over $35,000. We are not takers. We love this country. We love this county. We depend on a healthy scallop, and we depend on a healthy bay fishery. It's just what we do. I ask you again to please respectfully consider to change this.
While you're there, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Absolutely.
To clear myself for our board. When they catch a scallop and they bring it in, do you clean it? Or
yes.
If it's too small, what do you do with it? How many too small scallops do you get?
In the Bay Scallop Management Report by FWC, they talk about the Bay Scallop, that being a smaller scallop in the beginning. It's not always a smaller scallop in the beginning. The Bay Scallops are on an 18-month cycle. Some don't live 18 months, some live 12, some live 24 months. Families come to scallop.
And you don't throw them away, do you?
They don't throw anything away.
There's
probably 12 to 15 scallop cleaners the first month of scallop season. They clean every scallop that comes through.
So all you have left is a shell, essentially under meat.
And if you've ever been by Seahag, you can see lots of shells.
Yeah.
But they clean everything. It's not like FWC asked us, would you like a size limit?
Yeah.
So we come up with measuring tools to measure the size of the scallop. And we came up with a great system that you could shake them, and all the small ones fall in it and you throw them back. We said, should we have, they asked about a scallop count. Should we count scallops? Should each person only be allowed 50 scallops or 100 scallops? And we had officers from SWC there. And they said, we don't want to have a scallop count because we don't want to sit on the boat, one, two. They did that in St. Joe's Bay, and it was a disaster for them. They spent so much time on one boat, and they couldn't hit numerous boats. But once they got on a boat, they were tied up till they counted every single scallop. They didn't want to size them because they didn't want to have to sort the scallops on the boat. And the majority of the scallops, based on information in your scallop bay management handbook, they spawn before the season opens. So whether the scallop is small, whether the scallop is last year and he's really big, it's irrelevant to FWC.
But don't you get from your people that they find the small and they just put it back?
I can't speak for everybody. But there are some people that bring all the scallops in. There are some people. Look, scalloping is a never-ending Easter egg hunt. You swim with your family and you look. The last 2 or 3 years, it's been so good that you swim out there, you catch your scallop, 15 minutes later, you come home. So your outing is done. So yes, there are people that say, look, kids, pick up the big ones. And then they make an afternoon out of it. So to answer your question, some people call and pick up the larger ones. Some people did not.
But they never throw any away?
I have never seen a scallop thrown away.
That was some of the information we received. Some of them probably wouldn't get clean.
Yes, sir.
If they were too small.
Yes, sir.
The other night we got information that the scallop cleaner that does it for a living in Steenhatchee refused to clean them early because they were so small. Is there any truth to that?
I believe there not to be any truth to that.
I use free cleaners down there, and I work that every day.
Is there any of the cleaners in the audience? In other words, have any of y'all ever heard them not refusing to clean them because they were too small?
That's what they get paid for.
The scallop cleaners have a small window of income opportunity. I can't imagine them not wanting to clean any scallop, but that's, yes, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. If a scallop cleaner cleans for $7 a gallon or whatever, is that a gallon of meat? So they clean more if it's smaller meat.
They clean by the pound.
So
if the scallops are larger.
Well, that's what they advertise.
$7 a pound.
They clean by the pound of clean meat.
Okay. Which is?
They're cleaning. So if you have big scallops on this table, and you have all small scallops on this table, it might take this scallop cleaner twice as long to clean his scallops. But what we don't get is it's a mix. You might get large and small, but it takes longer. So the scallopers at my place, all I can speak for my scallopers,
right,
because they're at my place, they're controlled, they're watched. Scallops go in 55-gallon drums, and you all have seen my 55-gallon drums. So we know their job. They know, just like a lot of businesses, it's not always really good. Sometimes you have to work a little harder, but then you reap the rewards shortly after.
Okay.
But during the beginning of the season, some scallopers have learned to go to the deep water first. And they found that they can get a lot of larger scallops in the deep water. I don't know why they do that, but they seem to like the deeper water. So you can see really large scallops at the end of this table and then a much smaller scallop on the other end of the table.
But FWC didn't
present information to us and hasn't documented any information that a scallop size affects fishery. Meaning if you take a small scallop or a large scallop, if they did, I believe they would have put a size limit on it. If they felt like it was healthier to only take large scallops, they'd have put a size limit.
Matter of fact, they said that.
You just said that they said they didn't want to do that because it was too time prohibitive for them.
Yes, sir, but
that's not the regulatory side. Really.
Well, see, they had biology side and they had regulatory side of these meetings, and the biology side was asking and telling. The regulatory side was saying, if we can, please don't put a size limit on it.
Okay.
So the biology side, I think, overrides and has more authority than the regulatory side.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Okay.
And
we all know that first thing they do is overload boats. Too many people on a boat. So they get too close together, they blaze through, and the object of FWC wants to be more in just what Mr. Everett said, safety, education. And we all know that towards the end of the season, when FWC is not out there strong, that's when the over-harvest happens. But the marina is very in favor of reducing the length of scallop season to prevent that. Hopefully those scallops will make it to the next year to respawn again. Call her and invite her.
I know you did.
But I don't see her. I see everyone else.
She's out of town, she told me.
She told me she was having dinner last night when I called her, and they were leaving to go out of town. Yes, sir.
May I say something?
Yes, sir.
Y'all been talking about the size of the shell of the scallop. I've been scalloping all my life, and as far as the muscle...
Need to come to the podium and state your name and your address, where we have a record of it.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Charlie. Ross Rayborn, and I represent Steinhatchee Ace Hardware, and I live in Gina. But as far as the scallop that I've run into, whether the shell is big or small, most of the time the muscle's the same.
I've seen it both ways. I've seen the small shell have just a big muscle as a large shell, but then I've seen it when the small ones were...
I've never run into a small shell with a small muscle. It's always been a big muscle to me.
I've scalloped one end of the coastline to the other up here, and yet sometimes you run into, you have to move because they are small.
Yeah.
Up around also in the Green River a lot of times, but early they're smaller for some reason.
But thank you for having us, and thank you, Charlie.
And right off Madden Beach, they're always pretty good size.
Yeah, they are. Anybody else want to come to the front and speak?
My name is Danielle Norwood, and I'm Charlie's wife, and I'm from the Sea Hag. I live in Steinhatchee. I just wanted to say that, you know, when we got hit by Hermine, the first thing I did was ask Governor Scott to help us. You know, please open scallop season early. We need it. This year they're going to close it a week earlier than they have before. We need to go forward. So he immediately got people on it, got the board put together. We spent lots of time going over sizes, cycles, what's best for the community, how we can make it work for everybody, the scallop and our businesses. And it wasn't something small or short. It was a very long, drawn-out process. It was well thought out, and that's what the recommendation they came up with. And the one other thing that I would like to say is that one of the meetings, FWC got up and said they would prefer that we didn't open it on July 1st because having all the opening people and the holiday people would make the being able to help regulate the waters and keeping people safe would be make it extra hard. So they particularly asked that it wouldn't be open on July 1st. That's all.
One thing. There's one thing that I'm not clear about is when the other places are going to open their. You might can answer that, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
It's in that same sheet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
This is the memorandum that they're presenting to the FWC Commission tonight. And proposed changes, including the following regional seasons. Gulf County, including St. Joe's Bay, delay the season start until late July and close the season 2 weeks early in order to shorten the season 38 days. That would mean the season would be July 25th through September 10th. And if you look at the stock assessment, St. Joe's Bay had a horrible stock assessment. And that's the reason that St. Joe's Bay is in favor of this, as well as FWC. All of Dixie County, along with Taylor County, from the Finn Holloway River to the Dixie County line, shift the season 2 weeks earlier, June 16th through September 10th. Remaining portion of harvest areas, no change recommended for the 2017 season, which is July 1st through September 24th. We have a fluke year this year for scallop season. Scallop season usually opens the Saturday before July 1st. The governor set it up to where it would normally open the Saturday before July 1st. Spread the people out, make it safer, give the economic hit a boost. But somehow when you go through the years, when does July 1st fall on?
Saturday.
So the first Saturday is Saturday. So that's what my wife did when the governor came to our facility. The first thing she said was, she looked him and told him the problem. He introduced her to his aide, got the business card. Said, please contact him. We'll get to work on it right away. The FWC representative for Governor Scott was there, got his business card. And that's how we went to work. And that's how this all evolved. Don Everett was very instrumental in helping get that proposed and the economic side of it. But none of that happened unless it was protected to the species. But that's the season opening changes. And this is how the 2 weeks early came about, is that when they polled us and when they polled everybody, they found out that, hey, school getting out and school starting has shifted over the years. Now kids go back to school the 1st of August. And they did not used to do that. So our season, we all know what happens when school starts. Scalloping is a family sport. And families from all over the state of Florida and Georgia come here to get together. So Governor Scott, the FWC, said, hey, economically, as long as it doesn't hurt, if you open it even a week earlier, would they be receptive to closing it a week or two early? And we were, yes, absolutely. And that's how this kind of all came about. That's how who everybody was involved. Any questions?
You said our season, it's a proposal, is June 16th through September 10th from Fenton Holloway to Suwannee River, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure. And there's other areas where they recommended no harvest where they thought it was a danger.
Yes, sir.
That's what I gathered from the conversation we had. They had already done their studies when they got there. And they said that Taylor County had the best scallops of anywhere in the state of Florida. Am I correct?
By
longitudinal
numbers.
Yeah.
I've seen years when there wasn't any. I mean, and it, nobody could explain, but there wasn't a lot of research going on at that time on them. They said mostly the red tide and the tannic acid, a lot of rainfall messed them up.
And I do believe, and you would probably know this more than I with your history, they put the line out for the shrimp boats. That had, when I talked to people, and limiting the shrimp boats from coming in close seemed to make a, if you look at the years when that happened and when the scallops changed, we started to get increases after that.
Oh, yeah.
Can I speak to that?
Yeah. Come on.
I think Don Everett, years ago, he used to haul, I represent Maddie's Market, Steve Hanchin, and years ago, the commercial fishermen used to actually use spotter planes, and the scallops out in the deeper waters form what they call rafts. They say we found a raft. That's what they look like underwater. And the spotter planes would spot them, they'd send boats to them, they would sail them and bring them over to Carabel, and they'd unload them with giant cherry pickers. I've actually seen this happen.
I've seen them going that way with them on flatbed trucks.
And put them and unload them and run them through processing plants. Well, no longer, to my best of my knowledge, they don't do that anymore. So now we've got a recreational sport that has just evolved because of that. And then the fresh water, if we get a lot of freshwater rain at the very beginning of the season, it pushes that tannic water out of the swamps, that'll push them offshore. I mentioned the other night. So that's two things that have happened. That are, you know, one we can't control, and one has been controlled.
Some years they said there wasn't any. They were in deep water, but and they survived.
That's right. And sometimes you can take a scallop count the first of the season and not be as good because you had a lot of freshwater rain, and then it did not rain for 2 weeks, and then they move in. So that scallop count is a snapshot of one day. That's really what it is. And so if we have continued good weather, if there's a good count, then we'll have a good season. I mean, sometimes you have a bad count and you get better.
While you're standing there, what the FWC said was when they were pushed out by the water, fresh water, that you could actually go out and dive and get them. I heard Charlie talk about that. Dive and the scallops are just as plentiful there.
Actually, 3 years I can remember, we went out there and it was too deep for the women to dive. We went on low tide. But me and my son-in-law, and
because it's 10 foot of water, but you had to dive and get, when you got about that far on the bottom, then you could see them. And we were down to 10, 12 foot of water, and we were free diving. It was very exhausting. But basically, we got the limit of scallops for the rest of the boat in about an hour.
Right.
But everybody else was inshore, and we moved out there after we didn't hardly find just but a handful.
Right.
But that's when we had a lot of rainwater coming out. And it can rain out in the Gulf all it wants to. It doesn't make any difference. It's when it rains on land, it pushes that fresh water out of the swamps. Yeah.
Right. Come to the front.
Yes, a quick comment. My name is Captain Bradwood. My business has been Action Charters, and I live in Steinhatchee, Florida. And thank you for allowing me to speak. Just one thing real brief, and I thank Charlie for everything you've said. I'd like for y'all to take in consideration that based on the FWC's recommendations, this is verbatim here as I'm reading. Staff proposed implementing regional changes during the 2017 Bay Scallop season as a trial. So they're only talking about doing this for 1 year as a trial. And this will also allow them to gather data and get the feedback from all of us when they have their meeting again next year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know me. And everyone remember we just had a hurricane in September, so there's really no telling what our count is going to be in June. It could be better, could be lower. You can look, you can track back on the population of the scallops. We had Tropical Storm Debbie in 2012, flooding Steinhatchee, the water was black, and then the next year we've had, but they have recovered. Even though we had the heavy rains and flooding, you know, in the Steinhatchee River. So just keep in mind, you know, that it may not be our fault because we started scalloping early, you know. We did have a hurricane, which, you know, could affect the count, could have pushed the babies, you know, or just, you know, damage them or whatever. But that's just information for next year to consider, you know, that I'm sure FWC will consider too. Maybe not be have anything to do with opening the season earlier, later, because of the weather.
But if you look prior to that year, there were very few scallops prior to that year. This year we have plenty of scallops.
Well, and if you'll remember, in 2012 we were in a drought for 8 years.
Yeah.
So, which affects our, you know, ecosystem too, out there, bluegrass and everything else.
Are you ready?
Come to the front. Red.
Good morning. I'm Fred Morgan. I'm with Big Bend Marine in Perry, and I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to revisit this issue this morning. You know, this two-week season really doesn't have a huge impact on our marine dealership, but I can say this as being an ex-marina owner in Steinhatchee, it will have a tremendous effect on those businesses as far as your marinas, your guides, your hotels, and your restaurant operators down there. Because what it does for them, it lets people come with their families because they're out of school. And they bring, and that's the people that spend the money with us. The last 2 weeks of the season, I think Charlie probably can attest to this, that's the people that come in with their day boats. They bring everything they need with them, you know, because their kids are in school. They may just come for the day. So it will have a big, big effect on them. The scallop is their lifeblood for that community and for Keaton Beach down there. And one other thing I'd like to mention too, these regulations started about 15 years ago. And back then, they were not under FWC, they were under the Marine Fisheries Commission. And we had a local organization, you probably remember this, Frank, and it was called the Taylor County Coastal Association. And we went to meeting after meeting on setting regulations for the scallops, redfish, and trout. And that's where these regulations started at. And one thing I really remember, I know the day that the Marine Fisheries Commission set the regulation on the Bay Scallop, it was in Crystal River. They brought in a guy from the University of South Florida, and his name was Dr. Norm Blake, and he was the Bay Scallop expert in the world at that time. And he told us that morning, I think to everybody's surprise, that it didn't make any difference what we did that morning or what the Marine Fisheries Commission did, because the recreational harvest was such a small part of the overall mortality of bay scallops, it wouldn't have an effect that was measurable. He said what affected bay scallops was water salinity, pollution, environmental issues, weather, and other things like that. And so keep that in mind as you make this decision. And lastly, too, you know, none of us want to abuse the resource. We all need it. But, you know, we ask FWC over and over again to be lenient with our resources as far as our redfish, our trout, our snappers, and our groupers. And I think this sets kind of a bad precedence for us to reject what they have science to back up, you know, when they're trying to be cordial with the resource. So I don't think it's a good ploy to start with those guys, you know. So, and lastly, Ms. Kathy Bethay, I think, is a fine person. It really bothers me having to disagree with her. She's a customer of mine and a first-class lady. So, but do think through this as y'all make this decision this morning, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Charters and Steen Hatchie. Thank you all for letting me come here. Thank you for Charlie for all the information that he's put forward. And I want to make a plea for everybody here to overturn this decision that was made. I think we overlooked the science and the experts and their opinions in the beginning and used a personal judgment for whatever reason that it was. It's not based on the facts of the experts. The people in this room, most of them have studied this stuff. You know, we're worried about the conservation. Yes, we're worried about the economics. We're worried about the safety. But everybody here is worried about the conservation of our fish, our scallops, everything there. That's how we make our living. I'm a full-time charter captain. I was affected by the hurricane last year, too. I lost everything except for my boat. Every belonging that I have was lost. You know, but that's not a reason to extend the season. But it does help, because there is no science behind it that says that we shouldn't do that. And I just want to make a plea to overturn this and give us something that helps the community, helps everybody here. We talked about the rains affecting things. There is two types of issues with rains. You can have all the rain in the Gulf that you want, or a storm surge like we have pushes water in. That really doesn't affect the scallops as much is rain between Steve Hatchie and Mayo or Perry. Everything that drains down, that lowers our salinity. What we had happen last year did not lower our salinity. It didn't affect anything. For those people that scalloped all the way up to the last weekend of the season, they could find little areas of pure water. They were just as abundant as they were on day one. The size that they had talked about earlier, yes, of course, sometimes when they're smaller, you will have a smaller muscle. It happens, but the majority of the scallops that you do pick up, which I always ask my people to throw them back, do not, you know, let them go ahead and mature, but that's just for the sake of doing it. We have found scallops before that are half the size and the muscle is just as large.
I think the first thing you said is more of a reason to do it than anything else. They help the people.
Well, I do too. It's to help the people, but we're already covered on the conservation. I mean, the FWC is not going to agree to something that let's give them this when it goes against conservation.
I think the FWC recognizes that.
They do. That's why they put forward what they did, and I think if we go with the decision that's been made, we're just totally overturning their expertise in science.
I agree with that. And you're right. What was said here was from one person's information they get,
yeah,
not from a group of biologists or,
you know, if you go to court with something, they bring in experts. They don't bring in somebody, well, this is my opinion.
That's
you
true.
Know, the FWC is the experts. A lot of us in the field are experts. I mean, I give seminars every year in different places on scallop, and I've studied it deeply where I can, you know, discuss these matters, and as well as a lot of other people here.
Right.
Thank you all for your time, and thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioners, Scott Frederick, Taylor County Development Authority. Did a little research, and what Charlie said is right. Georgia Public Schools start not on a Monday, but a Tuesday, August 1st. So that will afford an additional opportunity for Steinhatchee to enhance its economic vitality for two additional weekends. The state of Florida has already approved the schedule change for Taylor County. And although the increased dollars generated from this initiative are intangible at this juncture, it is certain that our county's economy will benefit from additional tourism dollars that will directly impact Steinhatchee's retail sector, including restaurants, marinas, lodging, and scallop-related services. What we are discussing here today falls clearly within the economic development arena and presents an opportunity to financially benefit the community as a whole. Commissioners, I appeal to you to endorse this positive economic development initiative for the overall good that it will offer to all residents of Taylor County, as well as your constituent bases. According to the national, this is one factoid that's I think important here. According to the National Chamber of Commerce, the dollar turns seven times in the community. So, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Victor Blanco. I'm the new Marine Extension Agent of UF IFAS. And I just want to bring some reflection into all this discussion. I'm a marine biologist, and I've been working as a natural resources manager for a long time. And I think that everything that has been said needs to be taken into account. Here we have like two areas that we're talking about. First, about the scalloping population, and then about the people who live out of harvesting this resource. So when, as a managers, as a fisheries manager, sometimes we have to take decisions open of the information that we have available, and we regulate different aspects as size, the time the people can hatch the harvest, the resource, the effort of fisheries effort, and all that sort of things. But all these management measures just come together for only one thing, that is that the resource can sustain the economic behind it. So what I think is that whether any decision that you take is not only one decision that we're making. Every decision has to be or go together with other kind of measures that can prevent or mitigate some aspects that maybe sometimes we don't set for granted. And what I mean is that there's always a midpoint that can satisfy the resources conservation and the needs of the people who live out of this fishery. Some aspects were said here, for example, we control some of the variables related to the fisheries, but there are some others that we cannot manage, like weather or changes in water quality, which we all know can affect really the development of scallops. But there are other aspects that we can work on, like education, let the people know what is good, and whether you decide to expand or to keep the time frame for the scallop season. I think the board needs to think adopting other measures that can help prevent the impact that it might cause on the resource, or the impact it might cause in the economics of the fisheries. It was just a reflection I just wanted to share. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair. Matt?
Yep.
From what I've heard, everybody's concerned about and have an interest that we have scallop, not for this year, but for the next year to come. And when I looked at the graph the other night, we had a bumper crop last year. But if we have a monsoon rain in June 10th, June 8th, and the scallops out of deep water, we might not have any scallops even though we open 2 weeks early. Or if it happens on June the 27th, and the scallops move back out, we might not have it. The science that we have had so far, and it means so much to families to get out and get in the water. I don't scallop myself, but I could see them having a ball with the family out there going to 2:30.
Well, thank you.
And what I heard the other night, you know, they said that one suggested that we might need to split that from 2 weeks to 1 week, you know. That was a viable option at that time, but from what I hear now, hey, I nobody knows. But Marine Fisher did say 2 weeks, hey, go with it, let's try it. It was a 1 year trial, you know. Don't work this year and think that was it. Hey, come back next year.
Those same people will be back next year to tell us that we can't do it if it goes bad. And they'll stop us, whether we want to stop it or not. But I apologize to all of you, every single one of you, for not standing up more than I did the other night. I took the voice of one person, and Don, you were here. And she was very convincing. And we tried that 1 week. We tried all of that stuff. Don and I both. But it just didn't work. And I appreciate all of you coming. And again, I apologize to you for not doing what I should have done. I should have just thrown it down and acted like Frank Russell. Hadn't been. I'll offer a motion at this time that change the resolution, and that current dates, I can mark the page, that we're in full support of the June the 16th through September the 10th season for our area from Penn Holloway River to Swanee River. I'll offer that as a motion to put it in the resolution and get it to them today.
Why from the Penn Holloway River? You go all the way to Taylor County line?
No, they got here from the Penn Holloway River.
Is that what they wrote on there?
Yes, sir, and I'll tell you, I can tell you, I would rather not tell you here what they told me.
I got you.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
I did ask about that. So I asked about it, very thing. Because I was asking to test the water quality. And they actually said that they would not test the water quality no further than Adams Beach, south.
In other words, they don't know north of Adams Beach is what you're saying, but they said.
They know that there's something that shouldn't be there, and they're not worried about testing. That's all I'm going to say.
In other words, that cuts a couple of businesses out on the west end of the county, you know, for that period of time.
Well, FWC did. You know, we didn't do that.
Right, I understand.
Because we'd opened it up from one end of the county to the other. But and they don't even have a season on here for that end of the county, to tell you the truth.
Right. Well, we got a motion.
I say.
For Mr. Russell.
I second.
Second by Mr. Dent. All in favor?
Aye.
All the same? Aye. Motion passed.
So to be clear, Madam Clerk, it's for the 16th of June.
I'm sorry, let me get it back out. I want to be sure.
Because before, excuse me, I know that we've got
it's from Penn Holloway River to Swanee River. So anything north of the Penn Holloway River is not included.
It's on the web.
Absolutely.
And only because the original one was said the middle of June.
16th of June to September 10th.
Okay. I can change that quickly now. Clerk.
That's on page 12. Is that right, Charlie?
Here's on the memorandum. That's what the pitching is yelling.
I'd like to say one thing.
What is it that you got? What is it? We need to change something. Let's do it now.
But June 16th, September 10th.
It didn't word that way on the others.
The other one didn't word the parameters. Finn Holloway.
But we didn't have this sheet of paper here.
Well, you amended it.
But you're just supporting
FWC.
So I'll word it that way, and then Mr. Moody can sign it.
You sure that they recommended from the Finn Holloway side?
He said.
Is what it said on the paper?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What did y'all need a copy? I got it.
We got it right here now.
I'm sorry. I actually called him about that.
But my,
okay.
It just needs to be understood that it does not include all of Taylor County.
Well, and why would...
We don't care if it includes all of that.
Exactly. Why would you want to amend the...
I think we need to amend it because we're cutting three major businesses out on the west end of the county.
And if,
included all of it.
I mean...
All of Taylor County.
Here's the thing. You got people that go to the Ecofini River and unload and run all the way to the beach because they don't want to fight that crowd down there.
I know.
You got people that leave the old cellar and go all the way down there. The scholar, because they don't want to fight that crowd at the beach. And we cut, if they're coming back past north of the Finn Holloway River and they get stopped and got scholars, they're going to be in deep water. So it needs to be the whole county.
That's fine with me, but that's not what FWC got.
Well, but if our amendment went to them that way, they might, recognize that.
I don't want to mess this up. That's the only reason why I said it.
Well,
but the previous amendment, Mr. Chair, was amend the resolution of the Board of County Commissioners giving support for an increase of the scallop season to be from the middle of June or 16th of June until September 10th of each year. And that was the scallop season, whatever they said it, we support it being during that window.
That's fine.
So you need to amend your...
We need to amend the motion.
Because your motion says from Finn Holloway River.
Right. I can put it however.
Do you think that's going to make a difference, Charlie? Certain fact that AFWC's got the...
Well, they're
not
already.
I agree with Commissioner Moody.
I mean, really, you've got three businesses that they're liable to flood.
I agree with Commissioner Moody. Nobody wants to be cut out. But because the St. Joe's Bay's counts are so low and in such stress that the biologist came up with that line. And they had the meeting to explain that. And they put the Bay Scallop Management draft rule. And they came up with these hard lines. And there wasn't an opposition from Taylor County. There was support from it. So my feeling is if you don't go along with what everything's been going along with the last couple of months, tonight they will not adopt it, and that something different could change or something else could happen. And I think it's all based on St. Joe's, and I think it's all based on biological reasons, because they want it to be open and they want everybody to have the big hit, but there's something wrong up there, and they drew that line for some reason.
Did people in that area get notified you was having a special meeting today in your area up there towards north?
No, they weren't notified. I'm just thinking of you thinking about business, and I'm thinking about other people's business too on the other end of the county is what I'm thinking about.
Spring Warriors on this side of Finn Holloway River.
It's out of my district, but you got JR, Rockies, Wilson Bay, Tackle, all themselves stuff going that way. you know, scallop supplies, and you got gas stations that way that's going to sell gas, and I mean, there's a lot of people put San Diego Cleaner on to the beach scallop, but they don't want to fight that crowd down there, I'm telling you. I mean, that's just, and that cuts out East Feeney, Bobby Stefanelli, and all.
Monday, this was put together for the meetings that started this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Monday we cut, the board cut everybody out.
Right.
So,
I was under the assumption it was Taylor County, is what I, and everybody else was, really. Nobody else really, you know, I hadn't read that from then all the way south, you know.
The Marine Fisheries Commission is down there.
They did their study south of the Fenton Holloway, is what they did from Gates Creek south.
From St. Joe's Bay. And
yeah, but I mean, did they do the north end of the county too?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but they...
All the way down past...
But I've seen the time when there were scallops at Rock Island when there wasn't any in front of Deagle Beach, is what I'm saying, or in front of Bird Island or anywhere else down south, you know.
I don't know why they cut out that area, but I know that there's not any data that's going to make... biological data based on this management rule that's going to change their mind tonight.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. The original, they were satisfied with the original amendment, correct? I mean, it did not have a demarcation line on it, FWC.
Yeah, they were satisfied with that, 100%.
Yes, and it's in that packet that you guys approved.
Yes, it is.
The dates. Yeah, whatever you guys sent, which was...
How does your resolution
read?
Just from, and of course I changed it from the middle of June. The resolution was middle of June to September 10th.
I think
that's what I said.
I'll just change the date and leave it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but they voted on something else. You need to change the wording.
Just let them know we're supporting the date.
Need to redo the
motion.
The motion did. Yeah.
All right, I'll withdraw it.
Amend it to the original.
Yeah, amend the original. Amend it to the original resolution.
Is that all right with you, Mr. Tim?
Yes, sir.
Which says.
We can exact our dates and put June the 16th to September 10th.
Yeah. Charlie, are y'all going down to Crystal River this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
If that is brought up in that discussion, will you get up and speak in that direction?
If
they elect.
The resolution that was adopted Monday night changed it to this date. So all the board is doing is confirming what they did. Because it was said at the first one.
The first one was...
The first one that they got. Changed it to the middle of June. So it should be an identical to what you did the first time.
Exactly. And the reason they did the middle of June instead of the 16th was so they wouldn't have to do it again next year. I mean, 16th will not be...
Middle of June is better.
Right.
Okay.
But I don't... So
and we're hoping that next year when they relook at it... If
and
it
they
works.
Can set the date. We just support it being in the middle of June rather than...
Charlie, will you take that over to the board?
I'd like you to please email or fax it. I also would like to take one.
It won't take us 10 minutes to get it ready for you.
Yes, sir. I'll wait.
You joined your stamp.
But I understood the commission needed an email copy to them immediately because their packet is put together.
We can take care of that for them. Get the email.
I've already talked to them. I have the email.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank all of them. And all of you.
So,
thank y'all for coming.
Yeah. Did you vote on the amendment?
Yes.
Y'all voted?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but the vote was for Finn Holloway to the Swan.
No, I amended it to the original.
But did you?
The original
well, yeah, you amended it, but I don't have a second, and I don't have to vote on the amendment.
Okay.
All in favor of that?
Aye.
You ready to do a jury?
So I'll get this done and you can sign it and, okay, and you can adjourn.
Get a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
See you, Jimmy.
You're
thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Charles.
Mr. Moody, appreciate you. We'll see you next time.
I'm sorry I missed your big shindig.
What's that?
When you had the thing in church, I wanted to come.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was great.
You done good.
I wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Tom did an awesome job.
Saturday night.
He's
pretty
good.
Yeah.
He's coming back to meet with me.
Appreciate it.
Maybe I'll just help you with your back.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
No problem.
All the way back.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a man.
put in a vote one time and say, Andrew, go over there, I'll see you tomorrow.
But the black ones aren't nearly as good as the white ones. Sure. So if we stop using the black ones,
when you have the white
ones. Of course, it's up to you. But the black ones don't seem to be as strong as
the black ones. If any of you have any contact vaccines, scan them in to get a vaccine.
But none of them appear to be very good.
Oh, yeah. Not like we're using them properly.
I know. I'm just saying there's nothing. They're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. called him, then we wouldn't have gotten it done either. So, yes, boys, it's inches. Taylor County Board of Commissioners. But what that tells you is you can't trust her. You can't trust her. You got to go to everything.
Let's go.
Unfortunately. We're raising the
bathroom. Let's
go. I might go to the bathroom too. I know we all have to go. Let's make fast.
You want to go lunch with some people real quick?
That sounds great. That sounds great. See y'all later. Thank you.